San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, May 16, 2021. Today's lesson is Time of Joy with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Kaur. Good morning. Does anybody know what time it is? It's time for joy. Yes. Yes. Yes, today is time for joy. One of the things that we all know is that there's one mind, right? So I want to say thank you, Noble Benning, licensed practitioner, for reading The One Mind. And in your meditation this morning, you were giving quotes that are in my lesson. You were giving concepts that are in my lesson. You were giving joy that is in my lesson. So there is one mind, and we are all a part of it. So let us anchor ourselves as we know that there is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence, that one mind that flows through all creation. And we call this God, the living spirit almighty, one, indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being, in which we are joy. That anchors us every week, every week. It is a powerful reminder of exactly who and what we are. And I like to say it because it always reminds me that there is that which is within me that is part of absolutely everything and everyone. Everyone I know, everyone I don't know, there is that same divine essence within each and every one of us. And that means that there are the same divine qualities of God, as we call them, within each and every person. And because they're already there, everyone can tap into them as they become aware. And that gives me such hope, such joy. Wouldn't it be marvelous if the entire world realized that they are made of joy and love and peace and abundance? If everyone were able to just drop away all the fears and the doubts and the sense of lack, the sense of loss, I think it would be cool. Not very realistic, but definitely cool. So this month we are looking into joy, and today's lesson is Time of Joy. On the first Sunday of the month, we looked at the source of joy. And the second Sunday of the month, we looked at the substance of joy. And so what is joy? Well, here's a summary of what I've already said. Joy is hard to define and easy to identify. It's more than a fleeting feeling. We find joy in all kinds of small things. A baby's smile. Holding someone's hand. The beauty of a sunrise. Our favorite cookie. We find joy in all of these things. We can also find joy in challenging times. Just because things don't look like they're working out perfectly doesn't mean that we have to sit around and whine about them. We don't need to look at what's going on in our lives and say, oh, this is awful. This is the way my life is going to be forever and a day. No, no. This is what our life is like in the moment. But whatever the moment is, within us, we are still joy. And when we focus on who we are instead of what's going on around us, there is joy. That is a time for joy. If ever there was a time for joy, it's when things look like, when life looks like somebody turned on the blender and left the lid off. This is a time for joy. One of the deepest senses of joy I have ever felt was at a time when I just felt like I did not know how I was going to function. And that was when Reverend John passed. It's been a few years, and when someone you love that much passes, you kind of go into a sense of shock. And you just kind of are moving through things. But the one thing that I felt through all of that was such a deep gratitude and joy that he was no longer constrained in the body that was giving him pain, in the body that no longer worked for him. I was so grateful, and I had such a sense of him being around me, free and open and loving and joyful, that he was no longer constrained in that body. So there is joy always. We can find something even in those challenging times, because joy is an inside job. Joy is an emotion excited by the expectancy of good. When a dear friend of Dr. Karen Bishop's passed, the announcement she sent out was, "My friend is now free to roam about the universe." And I remembered that. And so as people pass, I think, wow, they are free to roam about the universe. And there are many who are very close to us. And now that they have left their bodies behind, they can be close to all of us at the same time. They can be close to the people in California, the people in Florida, the people in New York, the people in Texas. They can be free to be one with and present for everyone all at the same time. Fully present. And why does that sound familiar? Because that is how the divine is. That is how the Creator is. That is how Spirit is. Always fully present, right where we are, always here and now. That went a little deeper than I planned. But then that's what we get by being guided. We just open up and we allow that which needs to be said to be said, that which needs to be felt to be felt, that which needs to be experienced to be experienced. Ernest Holmes says, "Knowing that I am the very essence of God, joy wells up within my heart, and life sings through me in radiant ecstasy. Joy wells up within my heart, and life sings through me in radiant ecstasy. Wow. Wow. That is just so powerful. But what that led me to, and this whole week, lessons that we give, we live. And this whole week, I've had this little Bible song, little kid's song, going in the back of my head. Well, be truthful, it's been there since before May started. And it's joy. It's called Joy, Joy, Down in My Heart. And the words and music are by George W. Cook. But that's Cook with an E. That's not one of my relations, even though I have a lot of musical relations. So it says, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. Yay! And then it goes into multiple verses, but it is such a joyful song, truly. I love it. You know, things like this. When you do your research, you have to go to several different places to actually find out what's the actual name of that song and who wrote it. Because there's all kinds of videos of people all over the world singing it. And oftentimes they have different lyrics. But thank you, YouTube. So I have a question for you. Are you ready to experience delight, gaiety, bliss, and downright joy in your life right here and right now? Yes or yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So place your hand over your heart and repeat after me. Today.
Today.
Right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
I expect good in every area of my life.
Complete good is mine.
Endless happiness is mine.
Endless happiness is mine.
Joy and peace are mine forevermore.
Joy and peace are mine forevermore.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so breathe. Just breathe. You have just made this your time of joy, and so do the background noises. Here and now and always, this is your time of joy. So what do we know about time? And to talk about time, we first need to understand something about form. Now, our teaching symbol, the circle with the V in it and the sections, remember that that is representative of the divine creative process. And we explain how things work by things going in through the top, being processed in the middle, and being completed in the bottom. We liken it to a seed going in the top, the soil being the creative medium, and the outcome, the form, being the plant. And we know that if we put an acorn seed in, we get an oak tree out the bottom. So it's also mind, our ideas, that then go into the creative medium, which is the law, and come out as body or form, the substance. So there are several things that we need to understand. And the first is that form is an effect. Form is body. So cause is the idea going in. There's the law, works on whatever we put in. And the effect. Cause, processing, and effect. So form is effect. And in the Science of Mind textbook written by Ernest Holmes, the founder of religious science, on page 101, paragraph 3, he writes, effect is that which did not make itself, but must have a power back of it, causing it to be. All manifestation, all body, is effect and is subject to its cause. There's always a cause for an effect. Anything we see, anything physical we see, is form or effect, and there is a spiritual cause back of it. Form comes and goes, but it's not self-aware and it's not self-knowing. So, what do we mean form comes and goes? Well, let's take this bottle of water here. Okay? There's water in this bottle. Now I had a drink. Now there's less water in the bottle. The form within the bottle is gone. But it's within me. I drank it. So everything is transitory. Everything that is a form is temporary. Everything physical is temporary. And it is only there because there's a spiritual cause for it. Form is always within the formless. And the formless is infinite potential. All of that God stuff that we are, that the planet is, everything that is, that we tangibly see and feel, all of it is made of infinite potential, infinite energy, infinite possibility. So form is just the outcome of a possibility. With me so far? Okay. So also on page 101 in the Science of Mind textbook, but this time, paragraph 2, Ernest writes, "The formless takes form in what we call time. Time is a sequence of events in a unitary wholeness. It is recollection, attention, and anticipation, past, present, and future, simply the measure of experience. Of course, time is real, but never a thing of itself. If the timeless did not manifest in what we call time, it would never come to self-fruition." So what we're saying is time is also an effect. We have form, and we have time. We also have space. But everything that we are is simply a more dense compaction of energy. But behind it all is energy. And so for all the things that we call time, all that is a sequence of events that can measure our experiences. Spiritually, there is no time. Everything is timeless. Everything is here and now. Ernest also writes on page 317 in paragraph 2, "In the natural process of evolution, what we call time elapses. One day, one week, one month, one year. But in spirit, there is no time. The spirit is timeless. Spirit is formless. It is timeless. It has no limitation. It is the cause, the first cause of all things. So spirit is timeless, and spirit is always here and always now. Always here and always now. And now. And here. and over here, and still now. Spirit is all that is, all that is. And that's you. You are all that is. Please pay no attention to my beautiful graphics. I put this page in my binder sideways. So in the 365 Science of Mind for today, we are using page 147. And the biblical quote that we have for this is Psalm chapter 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Always timeless. That's timeless. That's the nature of spirit. It also says, I know that the spirit of truth is within me, and that I contact this spirit through my own self-recognition, my own belief, my own expectancy. I contact spirit through my own expectancy. What am I expecting? Joy is that expectancy of good. When we are expecting good, we are experiencing joy, deep spiritual joy that is a quality of God. And joy can be expressed as something deep and sacred. It can be expressed as something outwardly happy. It can be all kinds of things. But it is timeless because it is the very nature of spirit. Ernest writes, within me is an ever-present beauty, a never-failing power, a perennial fountain of goodness. And think of that fountain of youth. That's just a fountain of youthful ideas. Fountain of joy. Of joy bubbling up and overflowing. And continuing in the fountain, bubbling up and overflowing. Always bubbling up and overflowing. Always there. The here and the now. The motion of the water in a fountain, it is so appealing. People are drawn to it. And why are they drawn to it? Because it is nature, and it is gentle rhythm, and it is the harmony. It is the peace. It is the sacred essence of water going into the air. We can look in the pool and sometimes see our reflection. Water is a miracle, and its movement is symbolic of the movement within ourselves of all good. Every time we're exposed to a fountain, how many of you have ever been around a fountain and that was working and thought, oh, this is awful? Any hands? Nobody ever thought there was an awful fountain? Okay. Now, some of them are not as aesthetically appealing as others, but there is just something about a fountain and the flow of life and the flow of beauty and the flow of harmony and joy. Ernest writes, today I expect more, greater, and better thoughts to be expressed through me. Well, isn't that joyful? More, greater, and better thoughts. There's that one mind. The things that we know, we can open ourselves up here and now to more, to greater, to more joy, to more love, to more peace, to endless happiness, to complete good. These are the things you have said today that are already yours. They were yours before you said them. They were yours as you said them. And they're yours forevermore. Because right here and right now is all time. And it is timeless. It is everywhere and it is here. Ernest says, all my affairs prosper and quicken into radiant activity because of the indwelling spirit. There's a radiant activity of God. That is the light divine that is within you. You are the activity of God, the expression of God. You are the arms and the hands of the divine. Everything you touch is blessed by you, as you, for you, with you. You are the radiant activity of the divine. Ernest writes, and this is where I got part of our affirmation. He writes, I realize that no harm can befall me because I dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Perfect life is mine. Remember a few weeks ago when I was talking and I said, perfect God, perfect being, perfect man. Well, perfect life is yours. Is yours. Perfect God is within you. Perfect being is how you are. And perfect man is the inner nature that you already are, your inner spiritual divinity. You are already perfect. He wrote, complete good is mine. Endless happiness is mine. Abundant supply and health are mine. Joy and peace are mine forevermore. I like that. Joy and peace. They're not just mine forevermore. They're yours forevermore. They're everybody's forevermore. If we could just, I don't know, rip that mask off of their eyes. No, that doesn't sound nice. That sounds a touch violent. But no, if we could simply by our demonstration of who we are, we are influencing others' lives. We are touching lives. That's what we do through the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living. We touch lives. And as we touch lives, our lives are touched and blessed. And we are surrounded, we are immersed in, we are bathed in the divine joy, the love, the light that is who each and every one of us already is. It's just, this is like we're walking around in little fluffy clouds of love. Since I dwell in the shadow of the Almighty, no harm can come to me, no want, no lack, only joy and peace, confidence and trust. There is in the citadel of my soul that which completes my life. The citadel, the temple. We are the temple. This is God, the complete and perfect. In my realization of unity with this central self, I link myself with enduring power. Enduring power. So now, right here, right now, is a time for joy. It is the time for joy. Because it's always time for joy. Because joy is always here. In the Science of Mind textbook, there's that little section where Ernest has what he calls meditations, and they're actually cute little poems. Well, on page 511, he has one called Happiness and Completion. I am happy and complete today and forevermore. Within me is that which is perfect and complete. It is the spirit of all life, truth, and action. I am happy in the certain knowledge of this inner light. I cannot be sad nor sorry, but must radiate joy and life, for life is within me now. I am happy and complete. I am happy and complete. Put your hand over your heart and say, I am happy and complete.
I am happy and complete.
Yeah. Today and forevermore. Yes. In the Science of Mind textbook also, on page, at the bottom of page 151 and carrying over to page 152, Ernest writes, the time is now. The place is where we are, and it is done unto us as we believe. The time is now. The place is where we are, which is right here. And it is done unto us as we believe. When we know that the divine is who we are, when we believe that, when it's that knowing beyond knowing that we aren't just robots, there is life animating us. And what is that life, if not the source of all life? You could think of us as like a little manufacturing plant. Okay, let's prepare the earthlings. And, you know, the factory, the machine comes out and he's, you know, dropping little earth bodies on. And here we are like little soldiers on this conveyor belt. And at the very end, they say, okay, so we made this all up with substance. Now let's animate it. And there's a blessing or a drop in a bath or, you know, just running off the edge of the conveyor belt and falling through the stars to be born. There's, you know, whatever it is. We are not automatons. We are the expressions of the divine. If we were to say there was a body of God, maybe we're one hair. Maybe we're one cell. Maybe we're one ear. In truth, we are all the breath of God. We are all the very breath of God. The time is now. The place is where we are, and it is done unto us as we believe. Therefore, let us believe in the expectancy of good. Let us believe that joy is always and already ours. Thank you for your time, for your attention, for your joyful laughter, for being present in this life of joy, right here, right now, and always. Namaste.